USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With two infrastructure bills awaiting congressional approval, one has bipartisan support and one is totally partisan. Digging deeper, Chris Barnes from the New England USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Big tax cut to the middle class creates jobs.
U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi speaking on Thursday morning when she and President Biden had announced it appeared a deal was done that would pass the president's two big legislative priorities.
Lowers costs for families.
But not so fast. In the hours that have followed, some Democrats have now put a hold on things again. They want to guarantee that both the surface infrastructure bill that has bipartisan support and that sweeping social infrastructure measure, as it's been called, will pass the House and the Senate.
Disgraced New York ex-governor Democrat Andrew Cuomo was charged Thursday with misdemeanor groping a female aide in Albany's executive mansion, a crime that could send him to jail for a year if he's convicted. USA Radio News.
COVID is spiking again, and it's just not clear how to keep your family safe. Fever is the leading symptom of COVID, and the only way to reliably detect it is with an accurate thermometer. Be vigilant and be accurate with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They are proven to be inaccurate and will not reliably detect a fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
There's a lot of confusion about how to protect yourself from COVID, with guidelines and regulations changing by the week. One thing is certain. You need an accurate thermometer for your family to check for fever, the leading sign of flu and COVID. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They have no scientific studies behind them and can miss the fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Trial attorney Jeff Harris on CNBC said that there's a question of negligence on the Rust movie set following the fatal shooting of the cinematographer.
There's just simply no explanation why that would ever happen. And so it's clear that if you have a live round on a movie set, it's allowed to migrate its way into an operational firearm. That firearm is likely to get pointed in front of somebody. Those are all the kinds of things that clearly spell negligence.
Parents are resisting kids' COVID-19 vaccines.
Most parents in the United States with younger children are in no hurry to get their kids vaccinated from COVID. According to a study conducted by the Kaiser Family Foundation, parents seem concerned about vaccine safety. About 76% of those surveyed say they are very or somewhat concerned about long-term side effects, while 71% are worried about serious side effects of the vaccine. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As the Biden administration is considering paying illegal immigrants $450,000 for each member separated when crossing into the United States, Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott on Thursday outlined the Lone Star State's $3 billion border security system on Newsmax, and he feels as if the Biden administration has abandoned the people of Texas.
It's been unbelievable. First, they've abandoned the border. They've abandoned the border counties and the people in those regions, as well as their fellow Americans. Two, they're not enforcing the law. They're not doing their job, but they're even making it worse because I used an executive order to prohibit the movement of migrants across the state of Texas. They filed a lawsuit against me in federal court to stop what I was trying to do to just better contain the health and safety of our own state. So the American government is working against the state of Texas's efforts to secure our border and to keep our own state safe.
Governor Abbott says the border crisis is self-induced by the current administration.
We just appropriated more than $3 billion to secure our own border, and those are Texas taxpayer dollars doing the federal government's job. But listen, we have to do it. We have to step up. We have to secure our border while the federal government twiddles its thumbs. Elections have consequences. We see the consequence of Biden being the president of the United States. We need a change in the administration because this is devastating to the United States.
World Series Game 3 is tonight in Atlanta, Georgia. The Braves and the Astros are tied at one game apiece in the best of seven. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.